Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. I'm your host, Jesse Steele. It is Thursday, May 19th. May 19th is what I was trying to say. Let's make this a quick one. Well, my intention is to make it a quick one if I can actually speak. So just a reminder, is it the Owens Valley Democratic Party? Some Democratic Party in your county? It's probably in your county. They are having a meet and greet with a couple of, I think, assemblymen? Candidates, California Democratic Party Chair Rusty Hicks, and local candidates at two locations, 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. Bishop City Park, Memorial Day Weekend Arts and Crafts Fair. They will be in the back by the skate park. Also, Bishop City Park, that will be Kermit Jones, not making the joke today. Congressional District 3 is what he's running for, and afterwards, they will all go out to canvass in the neighborhoods. 11 a.m. rally, Bishop Community Park Bandstand. That one's May 21st, and the one with Rusty Hicks and the other candidates will be May 28th. So you don't want to miss that, and remember, go out and vote June 7th if you haven't got the mail-in ballot like I did, because I'm a shut-in. Hey, a new thing going on here at Eastern Sierra Now. If you head over to the .com and the app when it comes out on Monday, you can click on the Events tab, and that will be the new community calendar. We're going to incorporate every single event happening that we can find or people send to us in Inyo and Mono counties. So that way you will never miss what's going on. You want to know when Bluesapalooza is? Well, there you go. You want to know when XYZ is, Mule Days, for instance. Yeah, May 25th through May 29th. It's right here. You can see how much it costs to get into things. You can find out contact information for people. Everything you'll want to know will be in one place. That's always been the problem around here, is how do you find out where stuff is? You have to go to different websites. You have to call different phone numbers, different emails. Well, now it's all going to be in one place in the palm of your hand on the Eastern Sierra Now app. It's going to be amazing. It's going to take us a little bit to build. There's only a few things on there now, but we're plowing through a lot a day. So pretty soon, it's going to be too much for you to even read. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, speaking of reading, let's go over to Amy and hear about our advertisers.
The Eastern Sierra Now podcast is brought to you by Coppertop Barbecue, High Point Solar, Northern Inyo Hospital, Astorga's Mexican Restaurant, Mora's Mineral Treasures, Mammoth Brand, Mammoth Lakes Chamber of Commerce, Brood Awakening, Shorty's Speed Shop, Giovanni's, Perez Quality Tire, Bishop Hauling, Sierra Light Gallery, and listeners like you who donate at patreon.com/EasternSierraNow.
All right, thank you for that, Amy, and thank you to all of our amazing advertisers. Hey, when you're up here for Mule Days and you're out and about, go use these guys as businesses. Go to Astorga's, go to Coppertop. You need your vehicle worked on, go to Shorty's. Head out and just check them out, man. They're wonderful people. They do everything they can to help us, and we want to do what we can to help them. So please use our advertisers, and when you do, let them know you heard about them on Eastern Sierra Now. So I was outside on a walk today for about a mile and a half. Took my dog, went through a creek. It was pretty fun. It was very hot. I was burning up outside. It's like 90 or something out there easily. And I got back home, sat down to do the news here. I'm headed out for the next couple of days. I'll still be recording the news, by the way, but just not from my home. And I look at what do we have posted here by the lovely Kayla Barton, who does our posting. Snow conditions. What? Mammoth put out a snow report. So what is it up there? There is 16 to 38 inches of base depth. That's a lot lower than it was a couple weeks ago. So it's all machine groomed at this point. It hasn't been snowing. So you can go check that out if you want to see the cams. You can check that out there. It looks like there's two parks open still, 9 lifts, 41 trails. So it's winding down, but it is open through at least June 7th, I read. So you got a little more time to get some turns in, so make sure you happen, you ski bums. Time to switch gears to fishing, right? Mm-hmm. We're going to get a fishing report from our buddy Chris Leonard here pretty quick. Just talk to him. Speaking of fishing, this report came out yesterday from the Eastern Sierra Land Trust. And it is their distinct pleasure to share some extraordinary news with us today. Thanks to visionary landowners, state agencies, and your support, Centennial Point Ranch is protected forever by a conservation easement. The historic 1,741-acre working ranch sits below the mountains of Yosemite, braided by over 5 miles of rivers and streams that flow through its verdant meadows. Verdant means green, in case you're wondering. These wetlands provide vital habitat for the bi-state sage grouse while also supporting sustainable agriculture. With several adjacent ranches already permanently protected through conservation easements, this agreement connects over 15,000 acres of conserved land and aquatic habitat in Bridgeport Valley, ensuring that wildlife will roam and water will flow for generations to come. Your generosity is protecting the magic of the Eastern Sierra and help secure this historic milestone. Thank you. Head to their website, which is linked at Eastern Sierra Now, to read more about this incredible conservation success. And there's some really beautiful pictures of the area that they are talking about. So that's great. The more land we can protect and keep it serene and beautiful, the better off we are. That's our jewel here in the Eastern Sierra. And the more things are messed with, like all the mining projects and things that were supposed to happen, that's ridiculous. Why? What? You know, it's one thing if there's a mine, I'm going on a rant. It's one thing if there was a mining project happening that was for us, for Inyo and Mono County. Inyo and Mono County people are working on it, and the money goes into the Inyo and Mono County economies. Sure, okay, let's talk about it. But when it's from freaking Canada, and they don't even use our workers or anything here, except for maybe buying lunch for the next couple of months, you know, big whoop. It's going to rip apart our land forever, and they take whatever they find to Canada. It doesn't even go into our economy in the United States. That's ridiculous. Come on. Anyway, rant over. Moving on. We're doing good on subscribers, by the way. You know, our goal is to get to 1,000. We're at 914 right now. So if you haven't subscribed, remember, go over to the email address, put in your email, and hit subscribe. Also, if you want to help out with local news, please go to Become a Patron button on our Eastern Sierra Now page, or one-time donation. One-time donation explains itself. Become a patron. If you haven't heard what this is before, it's patreon.com/Eastern Sierra Now. And what that will do is you choose an attractive tier to you. It could be $1, $5, $20, $10 billion, whatever you would feel comfortable giving a month to support local news. And you would make that donation, and then that pledge to continue making that donation every month. And that would go into providing our content, helping pay for people to create content, reporters, photographers. There's so many things that we need to branch out with on Eastern Sierra Now, and that comes down to money. So our advertisers and our patrons are our 100% source of income at this point. So any help you can give, just to say appreciate it. You know, another way to look at it is, how much money do you spend on a newspaper? When you go pick up the Register, the sheet's free, but you know, something. It's $1, $1.50. Is it $2 now? I haven't bought a paper in a while. Well, how many of those would it take to get to the $5 donation that you could put into Patreon on Eastern Sierra Now? And then you get all of the news that they're covering once or twice a week, every single day. We're putting things out 100 times faster than everyone else. And I'm not knocking them. There's limits to newspapers. You have to print newspapers. I think they only have one or two reporters going over there right now. Granted, I'm one person and Kayla is one person posting things. So, you know, they don't got that on us, but they do have a different medium, where our medium is a blog. So we can post as much as we want, anytime we want to. So that's what's great about this. And with our app coming out Monday, you can't beat it. It's right there in your hand. Anytime you want to know something, we are updating the news as we get it. So as soon as the email comes in for a press release, boom, turn around, it's put online. So you will have the fastest news information with the new events calendar. You're going to have access to where things are happening, where's the open mic tonight, who's having the best pie, what dinner is being served at the VFW. All that stuff is going to be in one place, right in your hand, on the Eastern Sierra Now app, and that will be out this Monday, I am assured. So that is exciting news. We're growing and moving, and if you'd like to be a part of that, please let me know. info@easternsierranow.com. If you have a business, I would love to get you involved. If you have some way to help out, maybe you're a photographer and you just want to help out, maybe you're a writer and you want to get some stuff out there for a resume or just to help, I would love to have your help. So anybody with experience, even more, but I am super glad to teach people stuff. I was a high school teacher for 5 years, so that is something in my wheelhouse. So you're a kid and you want an internship for the summer, hit me up. You're a retired person and you just want to help with the local news, I would love that. So anybody, just let me know and I will find a way to utilize your talents. info@easternsierranow.com. So last but not least, this is amazing news. We wished them luck as it happened, and gosh darn it, it worked. The Broncos softball team wins 5-4 against Golden Valley. Well done, girls. Bishop played Golden Valley of Bakersfield yesterday. Bishop won 5-4 in 7 innings. Geneva Molina pitched all 7 innings, allowing 4 runs on 6 hits, 1 BB, and 12 Ks. The first hit came in the 4th inning with 4 hits in the 5th inning, scoring 4 runs and 1 hit in the top of the 7th. Jada Jackson picked off a runner, stealing 3rd, with a throw to Jaylee Dahl at 3rd to end the 7th. Bishop went into the bottom of the 7th, tied 4-4. Offensively, Lindsay Rowan was 3-for-3, 1 RBI and 1 run scored. Geneva Molina was 2-for-3, 1 home run, 1 triple, 1 RBI and 1 run scored. Sienna Fuller, 1 hit, 1 stolen base. Kayla Jackson was 2-for-4, 1 RBI, 1 stolen base. Eva Weaver, 1 hit, 1 stolen base. Jaylee Dahl, 1 BB, 1 stolen base, 1 run scored. And Maddie Torres had a sack bunt and 1 RBI. Bailey had the hit of the day with a walk-off home run with 1 out of the bottom of the 7th to win the game 5-4. Well done. The second round of playoffs was scheduled for Friday the 20th. The game has been changed and moved to Monday, May 23rd. Again, Monday, May 23rd. They will be traveling to play Boron, the number one seed in the tournament. So that's going to be pretty hard, but I think they can do it. These girls got spirit. There's some really good pictures. I'd like to thank Mama Momberg for sending those in. And just to point out again, you know, the season's just about over. There's one more game. And if you want to send any more pictures, that would be great for this next game. If it's a summer sport you're playing, you know, adult league softball, kids sports, and you want to send something in, send some pictures about the kids playing. I will post it, especially if her coach sends us some information. That would be great to keep it going. But then when you get back into the school year next year, talk to your coach. So if it's football, if it's soccer, if it's tennis, anything, talk to the coach. Have them send me the information. Take some pictures and send it to me. I would love to get pictures and video out there for these kids to be able to go look at and say, wow, that's me sliding into first. I mean, these are some really good pictures. I'm looking at them while I'm talking to you. These came out great. So thank you so much, Lainey Momberg, for that, and Coach Lisa Manuelito for sending the article. So good job, girls, and good luck in the second round of the playoffs. That's going to be it for today. Like I said, I am out of here, but I will be checking in with you tomorrow. Have a good one. Bye.